This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to the Getting Divorced podcast. This is Corey Shapiro, your friendly divorce coach. In my day job, I'm a divorce attorney, and I actually produced this podcast in my office above Grand Central in New York City. Today's topic is relocation from the perspective of the left behind parent. So this is where one parent wants to move, usually out of state, usually long distance, sometimes across, you know, a state, but usually another state. And we're focusing on a question of the left behind parent. So stay tuned. This is relocation is the topic. You know, one thing that's going on before we get into today's topic and our show is something I never done before. Last night, I went to the movie theaters and I saw a Broadway show. I saw Waitress by Sarah Bareilles, the music by Sarah Bareilles. Fantastic, fantastic show. I saw it on Broadway. And then I saw it. It was like here for a week or two in the movies, and I did it. And I have to say, if you're not in New York and you miss Broadway, it is a nice experience. So well done to Fathom Events, who are doing these shows, these special events, these opera in the movie theaters for a wider audience. So Fathom Events, chef kiss to you. And of course, a shout out to Sarah Bareilles, the best. Great job. Okay, our quote is from Gay Hendricks. It goes like this. Committing gets you into the game, but recommitting is what gets you the goal. Gay is basically telling us in the way he does, he's a very smart person who can explain things for the rest of us. So we get it. Those are the greatest professors. You know, when I was in law school, you see these professors at Yale and Harvard, but they really couldn't explain things, at least not to me. And I always felt such a kinship to the professors that were geniuses, like Gay's a genius, but also can explain things to me, which is basically, a middle school, you know, community college level. And those professors who could do that are fantastic. Gay does it here by basically saying, yeah, we're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna get knocked down maybe even at times, but can you recommit to the path? So divorce is difficult. Divorce is hard. You're gonna make mistakes. You're gonna get caught. If we're, you know, thinking of boxing, you're gonna get, there's gonna be pain, but can you recommit to carry on? That's the goal. And that's what Gay's really inspiring us to do with this great quote. So thank you, Gay, for the great quote. Thank you for the inspiration. You know, it kind of makes me think of that recent boxing fight for those boxing fans with one of the best boxers, Tyson Fury, who got knocked down, but he got back up and he won the boxing match. He won ugly. So that's the key. You got to just win on points. Sometimes that's how it goes. So let's move on to our question. And if you're wondering how to submit a question to the podcast, you can go to question.gettingdivorced.org and hopefully we will answer your question in a future episode. Today's question is from Caden, and it goes like this. My on again and off again girlfriend and I are blessed with a 3-year-old child. She has expressed her desire to move to California from where we both live in Michigan. She's open to giving it a trial for a year, assuring me that I can spend as much time with my daughter as I need there, and she will come back for most vacations. If it turns out I do not like it, she said she's willing to move back. I love to hear your thoughts on this. Well, Caden, I am really happy you have submitted this question because there's a lot going on here. So please listen up. You have to understand, very briefly, the law when it comes to custody. It's best interest of the child, best interest of the child, and a major factor is stability. So a major factor is stability. So it really comes down to, it doesn't necessarily matter what the other parent says they're going to do. It really, the court's focus is on the child. So I don't care if she says she's coming back, we'll come back. And I think that's also dependent on your relationship, you know, how well you guys are co-parenting. Really, the only focus is how well is the child doing? And you could argue one factor is, I have not really that much of a relationship with the child because it's long distance. But the problem is, you've consented to that. So my observation here is, before we go into real detail, you got to make a choice. And this is a difficult choice. Do you want to have a traditional relationship with your child, with a traditional co-parenting relationship where you are near and dear, where you can go to events, go to school when that dominates your daughter's life? Or are you open to a long distance relationship where you might not be able to really be so involved in the daily life of your daughter? Yes, you're going to see her for vacations, for summers. You're going to have meaningful time, but it wouldn't be sort of a day-to-day, right? You're not going to do a week on, week off type of situation if you're long distance. So, Caden, that's really what I want you to focus on, is, are you open to a long distance, non-traditional type of co-parenting relationship, or do you want a more involved? If you want a more involved relationship, even though she's three, even though she's not in school yet, I would be concerned of permitting this move, because there might be a chance that your child becomes settled in California. I mean, that, just think about this. Who doesn't want to live in California? I mean, it's beautiful here. It's winter in New York. You know, we're in December. It's cold. I want to be in a place that's warm, has a beach, sunny. Maybe people in California think differently. They could focus on their traffic. But I went to college in California, and I do remember the nice weather, which I give it a chef's kiss. Chef's kiss to California weather compared to New York weather in December. So if you have a cold winter and the child's really enjoying, you know, the beach in December, it's a tough case. So think about those things when you're thinking about this early on. And my coach's corner to you, Caden, and to anyone who's, you know, experiencing these relocation issues, is you really want to think of the concept of creating a monster. And what I mean by that is, you're creating a situation that makes it more difficult for you when you're sort of unsure how you feel about a situation. So here, you got to make a decision early on. Early on. Do I want a traditional daily type of relationship? And if I'm unsure, it's better in most cases to side on the conservative side, because once you've created that monster and let that child move to this other location, they may get settled, and it may be hard for a court. It may be hard for you to convince a court to bring that child back on that stability ground. Of course, it can be done. I'm just saying it's harder. I mean, you could defeat a monster. There are movies. I mean, there's a lot of movies where we defeat monsters, but it's a difficult battle. And that's what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to prevent getting divorced. And you can just put, if not even married, but getting a family law situation from losing your mind. That's what we're trying to prevent here. So thank you, Dan, for your question. I think that's going to be it for me this week. So if you want to deep dive on our archive, which is growing week by week, you know, brick by brick, you can go to gettingdivorce.org, check out our archive. We also have standalone questions on the archive, which you can sign up for. If you're just into highlights, just give me some quick, you know, clips. We have that on our YouTube channel. And if you want to send us some feedback, you can send us an email at feedback@gettingdivorced.org. This is Corey Shapiro. Thank you so much for listening. I think you are on the right path for thinking creatively and not reactively about your divorce or family law situation. Until next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.